Retro Rave Guide. Chop Drive in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Intermediate Vocal Lesson. Alright, let's build some proper old school jungle vocal chops. We're talking Come On, Rewind, Diva Snippets, MC Fragments, all that pirate radio energy. But the point isn't just chopping. The point is turning a tiny bit of vocal into something you can rinse for 16 bars, with movement, attitude, and that slightly battered, time-stretched character that screams mid to late 90s. We're staying stock devices only in Ableton Live 12. And I want you thinking like a junglist. The vocal is a percussion instrument, not a lead singer that talks constantly. Pace is part of the hook. Step 0. Set the room up. Set your tempo somewhere in that classic pocket, 165 to 174. I'm going to sit you at 172 BPM, because it pushes the chops into that urgent, rolling feel. Now create a few tracks so your workflow stays fast. Make an audio track called Vox Source. That's where your original vocal clip lives. Make a MIDI track called Vox Chops Rack. That's where we'll play the slices. Then create two return tracks. Return a call dub delay and return B called reverb. Let's dial those returns in now, because this is how we get drama without drowning everything. On dub delay, drop echo. Set it to sync, and pick either a quarter note or 3/16. Quarter is classic and stable. 3/16 gives that slightly nervous forward push. Put feedback around 35 to 55%. Then filter inside echo. High pass somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. This is huge. We want throws that feel bright and splashy, not low mid soup. Add a little modulation, just a little depth around 5 to 10% to get movement. If you want it to rough up, toss a saturator after echo with 2 to 5 dB of drive. On reverb, load hybrid reverb. Go hall or plate. Decay around 2 to 4.5 seconds. Predelay around 15 to 35 milliseconds, so the verb doesn't swallow the transient. Low cut the reverb at 200 to 350 Hz, and high cut somewhere like 6 to 10 kHz. And here's a teacher tip. Pre-filtered returns let you do big send spikes without wrecking your mix. So do that filtering now, not later. Cool. Now we pick the vocal. Step 1. Choose the right vocal material and warp it with intention. You want something with attitude and clear consonants. Hard starts. K, T, P, CH type sounds. Those cut through amen breaks like little knives. Drop your vocal into Vox Source. Turn warp on. Now, old school isn't about perfect. It's about controlled damage. For chops, try warp mode tones. It keeps the bite and gives you those tasty grainy artifacts when you push it. Set grain size roughly 15 to 30. If you need it smoother, use Complex Pro, but be careful. Too much stretching with Complex Pro can smear the transients and suddenly your chop feels like it's behind the drums. If you do use it, keep formants around 0 to plus 2. Don't go wild. Then set the clip gains so your peaks are around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Give yourself headroom. Vocals eat headroom faster than you think, especially once we start driving them. Now the fun part. Step 2. Chop like a junglist. Fastest method. Right-click the vocal clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients if it's shouty and percussive, or slice by eighths or sixteenths if you want more rave grid type chopping. Choose drum rack with simpler. Done. Now you've got pads you can play like an instrument. If you want more control, do manual micro chops. In the clip view, split it key syllables, consolidate, and drag those pieces onto drum rack pads. It takes longer, but you can be really deliberate about which consonants you keep. Now, an extra coach move. Don't keep everything. Label your keepers. Pick maybe 6 to 12 slices that actually feel useful. You're looking for three types. Hard starts for rhythm. Vowel tails with sustain for throws into reverb or delay. And little noise bits. Breaths. Weird edges. Because those become your ghost chops and transitions. Also, if a chop feels late, don't automatically quantize the MIDI first. Fix the slice itself. In simpler, set the start point so the transient speaks immediately. Tighten the start, not the whole performance. Step 3. Build your chop rack so it smacks. Go pad by pad in your drum rack. Open each simpler and set it up. Use one-shot mode for most of these. Turn snap on, so starts stay tight. Add a tiny fade in, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, to kill clicks. Turn on the filter in simpler. Use a 24 dB low pass. Set frequency somewhere like 6 to 12 kHz depending on how bright the slice is. And add a little filter drive, maybe 2 to 6. That filter drive is a sneaky way to add bite without just cranking distortion later. Now pitch. For old school weight, set a few pads to minus 3, minus 5, minus 7 semitones. And for hype, Set one pad to +7. Use it sparingly like ear candy. Here's another discipline trick that makes you sound intentional, not random. Pick your tuning rule for the track. Cleaner rule. Most chops stay within ±7 semitones. More rinsed rule. One signature pad lives at -12 as a shadow, and one lives at +7 for the hype. The rest stay closer. Also shorten the envelope decay a bit so chops don't smear at 172. Fast music exposes long tails. And one more humanizer. Work your velocities. Strong hits for the call words. Softer hits for filler syllables. Set simpler's velocity to volume just a bit so your pattern breathes without you having to automate everything. Now we build the signature processing. Step 4. Create the chop drive rack. After your drum rack, add an auto effect rack and name it chop drive rack. We're going to make two chains, one cleanish rave, one dark and driven. The magic is switching personalities without changing the notes. Chain 1. Clean rave. Start with EQ8. High pass aggressively, somewhere 120 to 200 Hz. Steep slope. Your sub belongs to the bassline, not the vocal. If it's boxy, dip 300 to 500 Hz a couple dB. If it's dull, add a little presence 3 to 6 kHz. Just a couple dB. Then saturator. Use analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not crushing. We're pinning it in place. Then utility. If you want that rave spread, widen to 120 to 150%. But use bass mono at 120 Hz so widening doesn't mess up the low end. Chain 2. Dark drive. Start with auto filter. Low pass 24 dB. Drive 5 to 12. Set the cutoff somewhere like 2 to 5 kHz and plan to automate it. This is your DJ hand on the mixer control. Then roar. Pick a style like tube, damage, or distort. Start with drive around 10 to 25%. Darken the tone a bit. And set mix around 30 to 60%. You want dirt that still reads as a vocal. Then redux. Subtle downsample 2 to 6. Bit reduction 0 to 2. Light touch. The goal is texture, not demolition. Then EQ8 again. High pass 150 to 250 Hz, and notch any nasty ring around 2 to 4 kHz if it starts barking. Now map some macros. This is where you start performing the rack. Macro 1. Auto filter frequency on the dark chain. Macro 2. Roar drive. Macro 3. Redux downsample. Macro 4. Ascent control idea, like your reverb send or delay send amount. Macro 5. Pitch control. If you want to automate a transpose on selected pads or do it clip to clip, teach your reality check. If your vocal chain feels big but your mix suddenly feels small, it's usually low, mids and reverb. High pass harder than you think, and do reverb as an effect, not a constant blanket. Step 5. Program jungle ready rhythms. Make a 1-bar MIDI loop at 172 BPM. Think offbeats. A lot of classic vocal hooks hit on the end between the kick and snare, not directly on the snare. Let the break speak. Here's a simple call pattern for bar 1. Hit a short chop on beat 1. Another on the end of beat 2. Leave beat 3 open. Bass is tension. Then on beat 4. Do a quick stutter. 2/16th leading into the loop. Now bar 2 becomes response. Use the pitch down versions, maybe -5 or -7. Let one longer vowel tail go into reverb, but only once, so it feels like punctuation. Add a little groove if you want. In groove pool, try an MPC-ish swing at 52 to 56%. Don't overdo it. DNB needs tightness. Now for varination without adding new words. Use probability. Make some tiny ghost chops, little syllables, and set chance to like 10 to 35%. You'll get movement over 16 bars without writing more parts. And if you want that triplet feel but don't want to change the grid, do a fake triplet lead-in, 3 hits across 2/16ths, then shorten simpler decay so it stays crisp. Step 6. Resampling and edits. This is where it turns into retro rave. Create a new audio track called Vox Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it and record 4 to 8 bars while you perform your macros. Do filter sweeps, push the drive into bar transitions, and do 1 or 2 send throws. This matters because when you print the audio, you capture the performance as a single piece of vibe. The tiny timing, the build, the chaos. That's the thing people associate with old school, even if they can't explain it. Now take the resampled audio and do classic jungle edits. Stutter edit. Grab a tiny slice, somewhere between a 32nd and a 16th, right before the snare. Duplicate it. That little machine gun moment is pure tension. Reverse hit. reverse one syllable and place it as a lead-in into the downbeat. Even a tiny reverse ta can sound massive. Tape stop fake. Automate clip transpose downward quickly over about a quarter note, and add a short reverb tail so it feels like the room keeps going when the voice drops. Delay throw. Spike your dub delay send on one word only. Rewind is the cliche example because it works. The trick is the rest of the phrase stays relatively dry, so that throw feels like a DJ move, not a permanent effect. And here's a deep cut sound design option. Formant character switching. Put shifter before distortion in your dark chain. Keep pitch at zero semitones, and automate the formant slightly down for heavier MC weight, or up for Diva Chipmunk edge. Do it only on select chop so it feels like quick tricks, not a constant gimmick. Step 7. Arrange a 16-bar hook like it's 94 to 99. Bars 1 to 4. Intro tease. Use the dark chain mostly. Bars chops. Lots of space. Automate the low-pass cutoff moving from more open, like 6kHz, down toward 2.5kHz so it sounds like it's coming through a system or behind a door. Bars 5 to 8. Lift. Blend in some clean chain. Add occasional dub delay throws at the end of every two bars. Not every bar. Be selective. Bars 9 to 12. Drop hook. Full chops. Some stutters. Slightly wider moment with utility if you want, but keep the rhythm locked to drum accents. Remember, the vocal is percussion. Bars 13 to 16. Variation. Pitch the main phrase down minus 5 or minus 7, introduce a shadow layer if you want, and at bar 16 do one mangled fill from your resample.